好，听众朋友，欢迎你来到我们今天感觉在今天的轻松节拍这个单元。今天我们轻松节拍的主角呢，仍然是我们的老朋友，来自凯恩音乐培训中心的校长凯恩。Hi, Ken.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yeah,
hello.
So what are we going to talk about today?
All right. A couple of days ago, somebody asked me a question, which I thought was quite interesting, and I've done a little bit of research. A student the other day asked me, how much does George Bush, the president of the U.S., earn? And I thought it was quite interesting. So I've done some research, and now we can share the information.
So you survey some materials and
yes.
give us an interesting topic.
I'll tell you what he
okay.
earns. Yeah.
Okay, 那今天我们要聊到这个话题呢，是一个非常有趣的题目啊。Ken 说呢，前两天他碰到一个学生，有个学生就问他说，哎，你是不是知道这个 George Bush 的这个收入情况，美国总统这个布什的收入是怎么样子的？于是看觉得说，哎，这真的是个很有趣的问题啊！我们不妨也在节目里呢，跟我们的听众朋友来聊一聊。所以今天呢，我们要聊到的话题就是 President Bush's salary. It's an interesting topic.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It started in 1999. Bill Clinton actually signed a bill, to raise the president's salary. Bill Clinton's salary when he was president had been $200,000 a year. But in 1999 he signed a new bill and he raised the salary to $400,000 per year. Now, it had actually been at the level of $200,000 since 1969. So it lasted a long time. It had been 30 years. And Clinton changed it then. He doubled it, the president's salary. Now, you might think, Clinton again doubling his own salary. But actually he didn't because by law, the president cannot raise his own salary. He can only raise it so that when the next guy comes in, he'll get the new salary. So George Bush
benefits.
So now George is pays $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
And so he should thank Bill for that raise in salary. Yeah.
刚看说呢，在1999年的9月份啊，前总统这个 Bill Clinton 呢签署了一项新的议案。这个新的议案呢，就把这个美国总统的这个收入啊，工资呢，从年薪$200,000提升到了年薪40万。啊，这是一项新的一个议案，一个决定。不过，这个总统$200,000的年薪呢，这样的一个状况啊，已经延续了很久的时间了。从1969年一直延续到这个1999年，所以差不多中间有30年，美国总统的这个年薪呢，一直都是$200,000。那么从1999年开始呢，这个总统的这个收入情况呢，就有了一些新的变化。当然，可能有的人会觉得啊，你看这个克林顿签署这样一个新的议案，好像这个把他自己的工资提高了哈。事实上呢，这个总统是不能够说签署文件来提高自己的工资的。事实上，他只能够这个文件呢，要等到下一任总统才会生效。所以因此呢，我们也就知道了，那么克林顿之后的新一任总统，现在的布什总统，他的年薪呢是40万。
And I think if Clinton's wife becomes the next president, she will benefit.
Well, yeah, if she becomes president, maybe that's what he was doing. But I don't think so.
But I think the president's salary doesn't change very often.
No, it doesn't actually. It's only changed 5 times in history, in fact. So, yeah, it doesn't change very often at all. George Washington, who was president in 1789, so that's a long, long time ago, his salary was actually $25,000. Now, if you compare to today's prices, that he's probably the highest paid. He's higher paid than the presidents who came later. However, I think he had to pay a lot more. I think he had to pay his own rent, his own expenses, and a lot of other things. So if you compare $25,000 in that time with today, George Washington would have been the highest paid president.
那么刚才我们问到看一个问题呢，就是说事实上这个总统的工资呢并不是经常发生变化的，是不是这样？看说当然是，事实上呢，这个美国的历史上啊，总统的工资的这个变化呢，他的年薪的变化呢，一共只有5次啊，一共呢只升过5次。比如说这个 Washington 华盛顿总统啊，美国第一任总统呢，在他担任总统的时候，1789年那个时候他的年薪是多少呢？是$25,000。不过听起来呢，这个数字好像是很低，而事实上呢，因为当时的生活水准呢，比起现在来说，当然是要这个低很多了。而且呢，现在这个税收的情况也提高得很快，因此呢，在那个时候当时的生活状况之下呢，这个华盛顿总统的工资应该还算是挺高的了。Yeah, does the president get an expense account?
Yes, he does. In fact, he gets an expenses of $50,000 a year, and that's to be used for the purposes of his job for the state. But I mean, if he, you know, if he's in the Oval Office in his office and he wants a pizza or something like that, he has to pay for that himself. I mean, he orders.
Yeah.
Incidentally, actually, it was Bill Clinton ordering pizza in the Oval House.
Oh, really?
That's how he met up with Monica Lewinsky, because she sort of brought the pizza in to him. So, I don't know whether he paid for that or she paid for that pizza, but I hope it wasn't paid by the government on his expenses. But no, they get $50,000 expenses a year.
That would be really a delicious pizza.
It must have been a really special pizza, that's true, yeah.
那刚才我问到说呢，另外这个除了总统的年薪之外啊，美国总统是不是还有一些可报销的这个账单费用呢？刚开始讲到说，事实上呢，美国总统呢每年可以用$50,000呢用于他公务上的事情，而除此之外呢，如果说他自己在这个白宫的话要订一个披萨或者什么吃的东西呢，他也必须自己来付钱。说起这个呢，刚刚开始也讲了一个题外话，就是说这个订披萨呢也是当时这个克林顿啊和莫迪卡·卢因斯基之所以后来发生这一段这个绯闻的一个原因。当时呢就是克林顿大概是想订一个披萨，而莫妮卡·卢因斯基呢就把这个披萨送到了他的办公室，当时这个办公室里什么人也没有，所以这可能就是他们这段浪漫故事啊开始的那一段，这也是非常有趣。刚才我们说那个披萨也一定是非常的美味啊。How does this compare with the top executives
Okay, president's salary really doesn't compare with with a top executive. I mean, I don't think they do that job for the money. Bush certainly didn't do it for the money because he's very, very rich anyway.
Uh-huh.
Clinton was not rich, never was rich. He's getting rich now. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't do it for the money for sure. Mm-hmm. I saw the other day one executive, a guy at Gap Clothing. It's a clothing, clothing outfit in the States. And his pay last year was $173 million. Now,if you worked it out, that's actually, I think I calculated it here, it's $475,000 a day, every day for a year.
Yeah.
So that's more than what the president earns.
Yeah, much more higher.
Much higher. In other words, that guy earns more in a day than the president earns in a year. So, if you do the president's job, you don't do it for money. Obviously, there's power and there's influence, and later you can make money by speeches and stuff.
Like Clinton.
Just like Clinton now, yeah. But, yeah.No, you wouldn't compare their salaries with a top executive.
How much for his each speech?
For Clinton, I imagine you would look at around $100,000 per speech. Even, I don't know, I mean, yeah, for a major speech, he might join you for lunch and speak after lunch, and I don't know what that would cost. It was not cheap. But for a major, for a big speech, $100,000.
那刚才我问的可以一个问题呢，就是说，比较那些这个最高行政总裁，比如说一些这个生意上公司里的那些最高行政总裁来说，总统的这个工资，他们的这个中间的差别有多大哈？看说应该说无法比较了，因为对于这个一个总统来说呢，当总统并不是一个赚钱的营生，当总统一定不是为了钱，因为如果说这个为了钱的话，布什事实上已经非常非常有钱了。虽然克林顿当总统之前不像布什那么有钱，但是现在他也是非常的很有钱，但至少呢，这个作为一个总统来讲啊，他的工资相对于那种 CEO 来说，真的是不足为奇啊，实在是微乎其微了。 比如说这个美国的一个非常著名的制衣公司叫 Gap Clothing 啊，它的一个 CEO 的年薪是多少呢？去年它的年薪是1亿7300万，也就是说它每天的这个酬劳呢就是47万5000美金啊，这真的是一个天文数字。所以比较起这个总统的这个年薪来说，这个 CEO 的工资真的是一个天文数字了。因此来讲呢，好像这个在当总统期间，应该他的目的啊，不是为了这个赚钱。当然这个当总统之后，可能因为他的社会影响啊，比如说现在像克林顿来说，他如果这个卸任之后，他有一些公开场合做一些比较重要的演讲的话，那你必须要付他这个酬劳，而他的一次演讲就要10万美金，所以这可能会让他变得越来越富起来。至少在他当总统期间呢，他是不会因为当总统而成为一个富翁的。好吧， yeah, that's a very interesting topic.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Ken.
All right, yeah. We'll see you later.